Connections. Idaho Commission for Libraries, Talking Book Service News. Volume 6, Number 1, Winter, 2015. Innovative Services and Community. Postal Carrier of the Year Recognition. What do postal carriers Gretchen Young and James Neff have in common? Both were recognized as the Idaho Talking Book Service, TBS, Postal Carrier of the Year in 2013 and 2012, respectively. What do TBS users Betty Jordan, Jerry Adair, and Jean Hope have in common? All three took the time to nominate their postal carriers for the outstanding and unique ways they served them. Now, it's your turn. Take a few minutes to think about how your postal carrier enhanced your TBS service in 2014, and then nominate him or her. A committee composed of TBS users and staff will review the nominations and recommend a recipient to the Talking Book Service Advisory Committee at its June 3rd meeting. Both the winner and his or her post office will be awarded certificates at the post office by Talking Book Service staff. The nominating TBS user will be invited to participate and offer congratulations in person. In addition, all nominated carriers will be notified and thanked for their quality service. All TBS users will receive a nomination form in the mail in February. Please complete the form and return to the Talking Book Service by March 20th. Recent donations to the Idaho Talking Book Service. General donations: Ralph and Joy Alexander, Lowell and Carol Bashaw, Wanda Lou Belknap, Lois Benno, Helen and Rick Bergman, Bobby and Esther Bope, Reverend Michael and Sally Burnett, Irma Connors, Patrick Cunningham, Deborah DeThomas, Kenneth and Elizabeth Fallon, Dorothy and Z.K. Griffiths, Donald and Roberta Grimes, Betty Hammerberg, Darlo and Betty Jean Hansen, Mary Harrington, Grace Henderson, Donna Jeanvert, Willa Johns, J. Richard and Betty Jordan, Rosemary Kunkel, Lambeth Trust, R.G. and Dion Messersmith, Richard Moore, Marita and Gordon Nate, Mary Purdom, Margaret Rigby, Iris Lucille Smith, James Sutterfield, Christine Terry, Dorma Call Wood, David Woodard. Memorial donations. In memory of David Bush, Marion Stevens. In memory of Mary H. Jensen, Lynn Jensen. In memory of Lois Johnson, Gary Johnson, Roberta Johnson. Donations are used to enhance the Idaho Talking Book Service and are fully tax-deductible as allowed by law. Acknowledgements are sent to donors and honorees, so please include the name and address of all those to be notified. Please make checks payable to Idaho Commission for Libraries and mail to Idaho Talking Book Service, 325 West State Street, Boise, Idaho, 83702. Credit card donations can be made online from the Idaho Commission for Libraries website at http://libraries.idaho.gov by clicking on the Donate Here button in the lower left corner of the page. Thanks to all for your generosity. Magazine Corner. Effective January 2015, the Idaho Talking Book Service will no longer distribute magazines on cassette. As issues become available, magazines you are subscribed to will be sent on cartridge. All magazines on cartridges must be returned in order to receive the next issue. Repeated failure to return the cartridges in a timely way could result in cancellation of that magazine title. Cassette players are federal property and must be returned to the Talking Book Service when no longer in use. If you have kept your cassette player solely to listen to locally distributed magazines, You may return it to the Talking Book Service, free postage for the blind and physically handicapped. If you need a box to return it, please contact the Talking Book Service at 800-458-3271 or 334-2150, and we will send you one. A reminder that the locally distributed magazines are Arizona Highways, related to the state of Arizona, published monthly in Phoenix. AARP, the magazine, focuses on aging issues, published bimonthly by AARP. Connections, TBS newsletter, TBS Update, published quarterly by Idaho's Talking Book Service. Country, celebrates the beauty, people, values, and spiritually rewarding lifestyles of the American countryside. Elder Update, consumer issues for seniors. Good Old Days, memories of yesteryear, published bimonthly. Grit, celebrates country lifestyles while emphasizing the importance of community and stewardship, published bimonthly. Guidepost, inspirational magazine that nurtures personal growth, published monthly. Idaho Falls Magazine, contains topics of interest about southeastern Idaho, published quarterly. Idaho Landscapes, Idaho history articles published occasionally by Idaho Historical Society and Boise State University. Idaho Magazine, stories from Idahoans across the state, published monthly. Idaho Yesterdays, Journal of the Idaho State Historical Society, published occasionally. Overland Journal, Journal of the Oregon-California Trails Association, published quarterly. Owyhee Outpost, Journal of the Owyhee County Historical Society, published yearly. Sandpoint Magazine, contains topics of interest about Northern Idaho, published bi-yearly. Sunset, shares the best of life in the West from travel and food to home and garden, published monthly. All magazine titles have a 2-week checkout period and need to be returned as soon as possible so that other users may read them in a timely fashion. They are easy to recognize as they arrive in a gray container with a pink sticker on the lid. There is also a reminder to return them on the cartridge itself. Thank you. National Library Service, NLS, has changed the length of time you may keep magazines before returning. Weekly magazines, 3 weeks from receipt. Monthly magazines, 7 weeks from receipt. Remember to return all cartridges in order to receive another magazine. New Idaho Talking Books from our recording studio. New locally recorded books are available on digital cartridge. These titles are also available for download from Bard. Call the Talking Book Service at 800-458-3271 to register for Bard. DBC 00784. Overcoming Buffaloes at Work and in Life. What you need to increase productivity, overcome setbacks, and stay motivated without leaving your life behind. Author Vincent Muliwa-Katuku. Adult Nonfiction. Read by Debbie Queen. International speaker and Idaho author Dr. Vincent Katuku offers practical tools that help individuals, corporations, public and nonprofit organizations, teams, and families have ownership of decisions and actions. Thus, they can increase productivity, provide exceptional customer service, and stay motivated and focused. Published 2008. 2 hours, 46 minutes. DBC 00789. Idaho Ebony. The African American Presence in Idaho State History. Author Mamie O. Oliver. Adult Nonfiction. Read by Lois Maple. A short overview of the history of African Americans in Idaho and their contributions to the development of the state, beginning with York, the black man who, with other members of the Lewis and Clark expedition, traveled through what would become Idaho in 1805, and ending with the crowning of a black Miss Idaho, Dr. Oliver focuses on the positive achievements and influence of blacks in the state. Published 1990, 58 minutes. DBC 00795. Kingpin. How One Hacker Took Over the $1 Billion Cybercrime Underground. Author, Kevin Polson. Adult Nonfiction. Read by Barry Estes. Former hacker Kevin Polson has built a reputation as a top investigative reporter on the cybercrime beat. In Kingpin, he pours his unmatched access and expertise into book form for the first time, delivering a gripping cat-and-mouse narrative and an unprecedented view into the 21st century's form of organized crime. The culprit is a brilliant programmer from Idaho with a hippie ethic and a supervillain's double identity. As prominent white hat hacker Max Vision Butler, he was a celebrity throughout the programming world, but as the black hat Iceman, he found in the world of data theft an irresistible opportunity to test his outsized abilities. Published 2011. Strong Language, 8 hours 15 minutes. DBC 00805. Lioness of Idaho, Louise Shattuck and the Power of Polite. Author, Mike Bullard. Adult Nonfiction. Read by Marion Stevens. This fast-driving, horseback-riding, pre-Depression farm girl with a high school diploma and a sense of civility engineered what was once Idaho's best economic years, wrote legislation, mentored politicians, wrote 5 books and countless articles, and started the careers of some of the state's most powerful people. She did it all with common sense and decency. One person, one name, one business, one family, one human being at a time. Published 2014. 8 hours, 2 minutes. DBC 00808. In the Kingdom of Men, a novel. Author, Kim Barnes. Adult fiction. Read by Margaret Dimmock. Raised in a 2-room shack by her strict Oklahoma grandfather, Jin Mitchell knows a better life awaits her when she marries hometown hero Mason McPhee. Even so, nothing can prepare her for what's to come when Mason takes a job with the Arabian American Oil Company in the 1960s Saudi Arabia. Written by an award-winning Idaho author. Mild sexual content and language. Published 2012. 11 hours, 15 minutes. DBC 00819. Reapers of the Wind, Legends West, Book 2. Author, Kirby and Jamie Jonas. Adult fiction. Read by Tom Jaramillo. The legend was a lie. No man can live forever. But as Gunsmoke curled below Coffin Mountain and wood smoke enshrouded its crest, Jake and Jason West had begun to wonder. Pitting iron against iron, lead against lead, nerve against nerve, they started up Coffin Mountain after Sand Cobra. Before they climbed back down, they would have their answer. Was their enemy truly immortal? Written by an Idaho author. Published 2006. 7 hours, 40 minutes. Idaho Books Go National. Talking Book Service, TBS, staff continues to make locally recorded books available for download from BARD, the national database for downloading audio and braille books and magazines. Talking Book users throughout the nation can also download Idaho's books from Bard, and they seem to be very popular. 15 Idaho titles have been uploaded since July, and they have been downloaded a total of 446 times. Staff and volunteers are proud to be able to share information about Idaho and by Idaho authors with readers throughout the United States. To identify books about Idaho or by an Idaho author that have been recorded in Idaho's TBS studios, enter the terms DBC and Idaho in the Search the Collection search box. DBC is the prefix for locally recorded books. The number of Idaho books available for download will increase as additional titles are uploaded. You can download books and magazines from Bard if you have a computer and high-speed internet access, or a family member or friend can download them for you. Contact the TBS at 800-458-3271 for more information. Volunteer Highlight, Mark Watt. About 3.5 years ago, Mark Watt began volunteering at the Idaho Commission for Libraries after hearing about an opportunity to help with the Talking Book Service, TBS. A TBS user himself, Mark jumped at the chance to give back to a program that has offered him so much reading enjoyment. Mark started by working on anything that needed to be done and often helped with collection maintenance by keeping the cassettes in good repair. A year or so ago, a fellow volunteer asked if Mark could help with the digital players, and since then he has been preparing new and refurbished players for circulation. He reprograms and recharges them and makes sure they include all instructions and registration information. Volunteering not only provides Mark with the opportunity to give back, but also to help other volunteers when they need it. He says that volunteer coordinator Sheila Winther is great to work for, and she makes sure that the volunteers are matched with their interests and abilities. Sheila says, "Mark is such an asset to our volunteer program. The digital machines take a lot more time to maintain than we anticipated, and since Mark took over that position, we never have to worry about not having enough machines ready to circulate. He is also quick to ask, 'What else can I help with?' And I hardly ever turn down the offer." In his spare time, Mark works out and does other activities to stay healthy. He also enjoys reading, especially books of a political and historical nature. He used to work for a defense and security intelligence analysis company, and still believes that staying abreast of current events, whether they have a direct impact or not, is very important. As someone who has lived in both San Francisco and Washington, D.C., as well as Idaho, he also says that a person doesn't realize how big our country is until they've lived on both sides. Thanks, Mark, for paying it forward to Idaho's TBS users and helping them stay connected through reading. New process to request a currency reader. As of January 2, 2015, the Bureau of Engraving and Printing, BEP, Currency Reader Project is open to all citizens and legal residents of the United States who are unable to read regular print as a result of blindness or a visual impairment. At this time, the process for requesting that currency reader has changed. Employees of the Talking Book Service, TBS, will no longer be able to request a currency reader for our patrons. Instead, individuals have to complete a printed copy of the application and mail it to BEP. There are three ways to obtain a copy of the application. Call TBS at 800-458-3271 and request a printed copy of the application. Download a copy from BEP at www.moneyfactory.gov/ uscurrencyreaderform.html. Download a copy from the NLS website at loc.gov/NLS/PDF/application.pdf. Individuals who are already patrons of the Talking Book service do not need to have the application certified, but must check the box on the application to indicate that they are a current NLS patron. Individuals who are not NLS patrons, not members of the Talking Book service, must have the BEP application certified. Instructions on how to obtain certification are included on the form. Are you having technical difficulties with your currency reader? The first step is to call the Bureau of Engraving and Printing. Their call center may be reached at 844-815-9388. They are open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. March 4th is Idaho Day. March 4, 2015 is the inaugural Idaho Day established by the legislature to honor Idaho's heritage. If you would like to celebrate Idaho with something to read, check out the 2015 Talking Book Service calendar or call us at 208-334-2150 or 800-458-3271. For ideas on Idaho books. For more information about Idaho Day, visit www.history.idaho.gov/Idaho-Day. Talking Book Service 10 Squared Club. Recent centenarian joining the 10 Squared Club is Grace Jones Lewiston, born January 27, 1915. What Are You Reading? By Marion Stevens, Idaho Commission for Libraries volunteer. Marion Stevens, a Boise native who lived on both coasts in the 30 years she was away from the area, has narrated books for the Idaho Talking Book Service since her return in 1992. She estimates that she has recorded 125 books in 21 years. She and co-worker, monitor, Ruby Weaver, just started book number 126. Together, this dangerous duo has been producing a quality end product for 10 years. The book I wish to enthusiastically recommend is a novel published in May 2014 by Boise resident and prominent member of our literary and arts community, Anthony Duer. All the Light We Cannot See is Duer's second novel. He has also written and published 2 volumes of short stories and a memoir. Anthony Duer, a Cleveland, Ohio native, has experienced a good part of the United States as well as places such as New Zealand, France, Italy, and Germany. His education, travels, and wide variety of jobs all inform his work. He has been the recipient of numerous literary awards and honors. Since publication of All the Light We Cannot See, sales have been brisk, placing the novel on the bestseller list for over 30 weeks. It was also a finalist for the National Book Awards and has been optioned for film. Adults and teenagers are reading this book. In my opinion, it would make a great read-aloud for the entire family. Having spent 10 years writing All the Light We Cannot See, Duer expertly weaves together 2 parallel stories during World War II. One follows Marie, a blind French girl with a rich imaginary life who flees Paris with her father, a museum locksmith who is hiding a diamond from Nazi looters. The second story revolves around Werner, a German orphan whose brilliant mind has brought him to the attention of the Nazis. The story unfolds in short chapters that switch between the 2 young characters' perspectives. The title, All the Light We Cannot See, is a metaphor as well as a reference to the development of the radio, which plays a part in the story. a story that carries us through the war years up to the present in a page-turning frenzy. All the Light We Cannot See, Adult Fiction, DB079182. Happy New Year from the Talking Book Service staff. We look forward to serving you in 2015. Hours, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mountain Time. Please refer to your 2015 Talking Book Service large print calendar for the holidays when we are closed. Address, Idaho Commission for Libraries, 315 West State Street, Boise, Idaho, 83702. Phone, 208-334-2150 or toll-free, 800-458-3271. Email, talkingbooks@libraries.idaho.gov. Website, libraries.idaho.gov/TBS. Our customer service representatives want to give you the very best service possible. To allow enough time for this, please call us before 4:45 p.m. Mountain Time or visit in person before 4:30 p.m. Mountain Time. For a link to the Talking Book Service application, please visit our website. End of Connections, Idaho Commission for Libraries Talking Book Service News, Volume 6, Number 1, Winter 2015. This project was made possible in part by the Institute of Museum and Library Services.